of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good evening to you all. I'm Father Simon. I'm the priest in Clovis at Sacred Heart Parish in Clovis, and it's a joy to be with you all here this evening. Also, our brother priest, Father Angelo. Where is he? I can't see him because of these pillars. He's hiding there. There he is. Okay. He's like a real good Catholic, hiding behind these pillars so he doesn't have to look at the up at the speaker. We're here to be with y'all tonight for this wonderful penance service, and so good to have this as you're coming into Christmas. I know y'all know this, and you don't need me to tell you, but you guys hit a kind of jackpot in getting assigned to you Father Burnaby. This is a holy and a good man and priest, and he cares deeply about your guys' souls. And he wants your souls to be and to look as beautiful as this church is. And don't get me in trouble with my own people back in Clovis, but you guys have probably the most beautiful church in our whole diocese. Was way more beautiful than my own church. I admit it freely. You don't have to. You have such a beautiful church here. You have a priest who cares, who's so earnest and zealous for the health of your souls. This is a really good place to be. I want to say a little bit on how Father mentioned about joy. You know, we had last Sunday about the Sunday called Gaudete Sunday, a special Sunday of joy. That's why the color of the liturgy is pink on that day. I got to experience last week two different groups of people and their joys. The first, I went to go see Star Wars on opening night. I did, I admit it. I went to see more because I was just interested in the craziness of all of those people. I thought, you know, this is outrageous. There are grown men that are dressed up as big old furry animals and holding light swords and stuff like that. I thought, this is truly crazy. I want to be a part of this, and I just want to be in with this experience. Go into the movies, you know, it's all dark in there. It starts off by saying, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And then he goes, dun, da 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 da. And as soon as that happens, an entire theater of people started cheering. I thought, this is really crazy. But everybody was very joyful in that moment. They had waited for a long time for that new movie to come out. And by golly, it was finally here. And here we all were, opening night. We're going to get to see this. That is a real kind of joy. Those people very much were joyful. Unfortunately, that kind of joy doesn't last all that long. In the case of the new Star Wars movie, it doesn't last very long at all. It's not very good. I'm sorry, I won't say anything more about the movie. I know you want to go see it. It's not really that good. So the incredible joy of that moment is gone pretty shortly thereafter. I saw another joy, though, in this last week. I got invited to go to a parish in Albuquerque to preach an Advent mission there at St. Jude Parish, a very large parish. I, last week, not exaggerating, heard over 1,000 years worth of sin in confession. This is a very big parish, and I did the mission and all that. If I added up all the confession, because people had been away for 20 years, for 30 years, for 40 years, if I added up just the confessions that I heard, and I wasn't even the only priest there, I heard over 1,000 years worth of sin. It's a lot. And I'm still super exhausted, even just from all that. But in those confessions and in that experience, I saw another kind of joy. The joy of somebody hearing finally these words, "And I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Tears of joy coming down people's face because they finally were able to give into the merciful hands of God a burden that they had. Their captivity was over. It was time for them to enter into the freedom of the children of God. The thing that I preached on in the mission was kind of interesting. It was about angels and demons. So everybody's always interested to know about angels and demons. I just want to share one quick thing with you, because this surprises a lot of people. According to St. Thomas Aquinas, a great doctor of the church, probably the greatest doctor of the church, according to him, what is the primary and main work that demons do in our lives? I'll tell you what it's not, according to him. Anything having to do like with the Exorcist movie. No, that's not what the demon really wants. According to St. Thomas, the main thing demons do is try to prevent people from going to the sacraments. That's very powerful when you wrap your mind around what that means. How come? Because it's through the sacraments that you're going to find the grace of God. It's through the sacraments that you're going to be healed. It's through the sacraments you're going to be set free, that you're going to be put into the state of grace and the state of friendship. You're going to have God in your very soul. That is the thing that the demon doesn't want more than anything. And so he will do anything to keep you and your loved ones from the sacraments. There's 7 sacraments, and it's in all of them. He wants to keep parents, for example, from baptizing their children. He wants to keep young people from receiving the sacrament of confirmation. Definitely wants to keep you away from the Eucharist, because that is God his own self. Why do you think you wake up sometimes Sunday morning and you're like, "Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, church, it's so boring." Guys, the devil will do anything to keep you away from the sacraments. Sacrament of confession, most especially, I come back to the sacrament of marriage. Do you think the devil wants to keep you away from the sacrament of marriage? Of course, he wants to keep you away from all the sacraments. Why do you think he whispers into somebody's ear, "It's okay, you can just live together for a while. You don't have to get married right now. Don't worry about that." Or that annulment process, that's long and hard. It costs money. You know, just don't worry. The voice of the devil wants to keep you from the sacraments, including the sacrament of marriage. Do you think the devil wants to keep people away from becoming priests? Hello, of course he does. I love, Father, your Knights of the Altar thing in there. I want to support one of those, although I think I might not have even $60 on me, but I want to give $60 to give one of those things in there. That is awesome. There's going to be vocations coming from. The devil does not want vocation. Does the devil want to keep elderly people from receiving anointing of the sick and receiving the last rites? Of course. That's why the devil would suggest, "Oh, just wait until the very end," rather than when somebody is fully conscious and able to make good use of the sacraments. Get that so far? The devil wants to keep you from the sacraments. Contrary-wise, what does the angel want you to do? To go to the sacraments. And that brings us to the sacrament of confession. That is a sacrament that maybe more than any of the others, the devil wants to keep somebody away from. He'll suggest all manner of why you shouldn't go to confession, or why this isn't the right time, or, well, I can put it off and I'll do it later on. I don't have to. Well, I'm scared of the priest. What's he gonna say? I'm just telling you, all three priests that are in here, we're nice people. We really are. We're seriously nice. I promise you, I'm gonna help you. I'll be super gentle. So will Father Burr, so will Father Angela. We love you. We're not here to be mean or to drag you across. Of course not. Also, you have a great advantage because you got two priests in here. Have you ever seen me before? Probably not. Will you ever see me again? Maybe not. Probably not. Maybe if Father Burnaby is nice and invites me back after all this, but probably not. Take advantage, people, of a confessor who has no idea who the heck you are. I don't recognize your voice, people. I don't know who you are. You can come and say, and it's totally done and over. The devil wants to keep people from the sacraments, but he won't give up if somebody says, okay, I am going to the sacrament. Do you think he'll give up the fight then? In a certain sense, he might make the fight harder. Say somebody says, okay, I am going to confession. How does the devil want to still get that person? By them making a bad confession. What do I mean by a bad confession? I mean not saying everything. Or saying stuff really vague and general so that you don't actually drill into the specific of this is my sin and this is how many times I've made it. Give you an example. Somebody comes and they say, oh, these poor people, you just walked in right at the wrong time. Somebody will say, I lusted? What does that mean? That could mean all kinds of stuff. I sinned against the sixth commandment. What do you mean by that? I mean, that could mean all kinds of stuff. I had impurity. Okay. What do you mean? See, the devil gets you tricked to think it's okay to just, you know, be super vague. You don't have to actually say exactly what your sin is. So people do it that way, so then they're not really going to be forgiven because they're not really saying their sin. You got to say exactly what your sin is, and as best you can, as number of times. So rather than saying, well, I had impurity or lust, you need to be honest. You need to say, I looked at pornography 4 times. I committed the sin of masturbation 2 times a week for the last X number of years. I committed the sin of fornication. I committed the sin of adultery. I did or performed unnatural sexual acts, namely these, and then to say. See what I mean? You gotta be specific. You gotta say exactly what the thing is. Let me just now wrap up and to share the positive of all this. In just a second, we have a chance to go to confession. And here's the thing I want you to really think about. Is there something from your whole life that you have never confessed before? Maybe it was something you did as a child. Maybe it was something you did as a teenager. Maybe it was during those first years of marriage when you were unfaithful and you committed adultery. Maybe it was when you went and had a sterilization and you had your tubes tied or a vasectomy, something like that, but that you've never confessed that. Or you've beat around the bush with it and haven't said, this is the sin that I did, and I beg God for his mercy. Maybe it's all that mitote that you said. You know, Pope Francis says mitote is a kind of terrorism, because it's like a bomb that you can destroy somebody's life or reputation. Maybe it's going to the casinos. Have you ever confessed going to the casino? You better believe that's a serious sin if you do go to a casino or gamble. Maybe it's that you had an abortion. Or that you've practiced birth control or any of those things. What is it in your life that you have never seriously confessed this? I proclaim to you amazing and good news. It's time for you to be set free of that captivity. It's time for you to let go of the thing that you've held as a secret your whole life, that you've never shared with somebody, that you've been too embarrassed to really confess. Now is the time that you make finally that good confession. Do that and you're going to have those same tears of joy, knowing that now you're going to finally and truly be in the state of grace, so that you can enter into the joy of this season, that you can receive the Eucharist, because you're in the state of grace, that you've kicked all that bad out of your soul to make room to have the posada in your own soul, to invite in Jesus and Mary and Joseph. I brought with me a very beautiful thing. And that is in this little box, what I'm holding up right now. This is a relic of the true cross of our Lord Jesus. Inside this little box is papers from the Vatican that are written in Latin that says a legitimate relic. It was given to me by an old Monsignor in our diocese. I brought this, and the people that come to confession up here, you will have not only your sins forgiven, but I'm going to give you a special blessing and prayer of deliverance now to everybody in here. That you be delivered of all influence of evil spirits through the power of our Lord Jesus Christ and His most holy cross. So that you can put all that behind and that you can finally now make a really good and complete and brutally honest confession to be set free of all that. So you know the joy flying free in your soul at this time. I'd like to give you that little prayer now of liberation and deliverance, and then we'll get going into the confessions. We have three stations set up for confession. I'll be up here on the left of the sacristy. There's a little sacristy over here. Father Burnaby will be in here to the right. Father Angelo there in the back in the normal confessional. If you go either to Father Angelo or to myself, it's totally anonymous. You go behind the screen and I got no idea who you are. If you want to come with your pastor though, and to, you can also come up to here, but the there's not the screen when you come up to here with Father Burnaby. But no matter how you look at it, please make finally that good confession, and to get out whatever it is that's been held secret or that you've never confessed before. You will not regret doing that. And if you do, I promise you, you'll have the greatest, best Christmas of your whole life. Please stand and let's say a prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, we thank you for this evening, and please help us now to prepare our hearts and souls well to receive the sacrament of confession. Help us to truly examine our consciences now. We ask our guardian angels to help us, and especially to bring to light of things that we've held as secret or kept in the dark and haven't brought to the light of Christ. Help us to be truly aware of our sins and to make a good confession, that we be forgiven of everything and know your incredible mercy and love in our lives. And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of his most holy cross, I purge from all of you, and I beg God for deliverance from all influence of evil spirits. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.